Titus chapter 2. But speak you the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober and grave and temperate and sound in faith, in charity and in patience, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becomes holiness, false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home and good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not talking back, not stealing, but showing all fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of Yahweh in all things. For the grace of Yahweh that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying unrighteousness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and piously in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the esteemed appearance of the great Elohim and our Savior Yeshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. End of chapter.